the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanti. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Now, mate, there is no hotter financial topic right now than whether or not you should access your super in the age of COVID-19. If you've been living under a rock for a while, you may not know that the government has allowed us to take out up to $20,000 of our super, 10 grand this financial year, 10 grand next financial year, in certain circumstances, to help us deal with the financial fallout of coronavirus. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is if you desperately need that money, then go for it. The reality is if you're facing real financial hardship, if you can't pay the mortgage, pay the car loan, you can't put the food on the table, this is a great thing for you to access to help tide you through a tough financial spot. There's no two bones about that. I would like to think the government might find other solutions to help you, but in the absence of those, if you need the money, it is there and available for you. The government has given you that option. So if it's money you desperately need, if it's going to help you, frankly, get through, keep food on the table, keep the house heated, keep you clothed, that's what it's for. Make sure you access that money. But Doc, what about other people?
Well, okay. So if you feel like you don't need it now, and exactly as you said, you get two bites, you get one bite this financial year, another bite next financial, which starts July 1, then if you're not sure, wait, right? If you're not sure, don't take out the 10 grand right now and wait, and then take out 10 grand if you need to next year. Again, because you're letting the money compound. If you don't need it, it keeps compounding. If you need it, you take it out at the point at which you think you might need it. And I think that, again, it's important to remember this is just long-term compounding, and you should only take it out if, as Scott pointed out, if you really need to, and if it's like your last resort, sort of, to speak.
I love this one, actually, man. I hadn't thought about it this way, but you're right. I mean, there are people saying, look, I'll take the money out just in case I need it. There is another just-in-case moment after July 1, right, the new financial year. The 20 grand is split over those 2 years. So, yeah, I never thought about it that way, but if you are concerned you might need it, you don't have to make the all-or-nothing decision now. If you don't need the cash yet, you can leave in the first 10 grand. You still have access to the second 10 grand after July if you need it. I like that a lot, mate. That's a really good thought. Hey, the third one is I'm gonna try not to rant, but this is going to cost you. If you take 20 grand out of your super now and you'll say 25, this could cost you well over 100, maybe even 200 grand in the fullness of time by the end of your retirement. And so if you think about how much you need that 20 grand now, and look, we could all do something with the money, right? We could buy a car, we could pay off the mortgage, we could, buy a new TV. There's lots of things you could do with the money right now. That's kind of the point of super, right? It's to lock it away so we do get the benefit in the future, not just today. I get the fact that people say, well, it's my money. I get the fact that people say, well, I've got it so the government can't get it. Or there's all those kind of reasons to potentially do something. But you are literally giving up potentially a couple of hundred grand in the future, which you can retire on. Imagine we do a 200 grand in 10, 20, 30 years time rather than 20 grand today. So please think about this. If you need the money as we started with at the top, go for it. Take the money out. If you desperately need it, there's no other choice. That's what it's for. If there is another choice, if you don't need the money, please think seriously about leaving it alone. I promise you, your future self will thank you for it, because it literally will be 5, 10, maybe even more times the size of the current amount if you let compounding and time do its thing. That's investing 101. That's what we're here for. And that's the sort of optionality you might be giving up if you are tempted to touch that cash if you really don't need it right now. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. We'll see you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.